So what's going on with St. Cloud State having no more football? How did this all shake out? You know, our Mike Max broke that story, so he is the scoop guy. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming on early today.
You bet, Troy. Yeah, it was. It's such a tough day. 98 players. What's happened at St. Cloud State is, you know, the reasons they started, they need to be in compliance with Title IX, which means that you have to have equal opportunities for men and women, which many times backfires on men's programs. Mm-hmm. And defeats the purpose because now you have, you know, you have a program there that should exist that won't. Declining enrollment, and I think this is the key, is declining enrollment. The fewer kids you have, less money, influx of money you have going into the institution in a lot of different channels, you know, both with tuition and student fees and gate, all that stuff. And I think that one is an alarming one for St. Cloud State University as a whole. The fact that this institution in the middle of the state and has always kind of been able to hold its own in recent years, and I think the forecast is not that good for them going forward. But I feel terrible for those young men that invested themselves in those coaching staffs and now are going to lose their jobs because you know that's you're getting your education, some of them are getting scholarships, all those things. You're heavily vested in it, and when you have the rug pulled out from under you, and nobody really saw this coming, they did do this a few years ago initially, and then they were able to resuscitate it. And I don't remember all the mechanics of that, if that was because they had donations or how it all got worked out. I don't sense that that's the case this time, only because they're adding men's soccer to stay in compliance, and it looks like it's just a bunch of smoke and mirrors to keep themselves alive.
So if it was because of compliance for Title IX, why can't they just add women's sports?
Good question, because what they basically did was, if they add women's sports, then you still got this major cost, right? You got football now plus women's sports.
So their football program doesn't make any money?
No, those football programs in the NSIC, there's no television contracts. You probably most people probably have just what you said there, Jordan, a little bit of a false perception. The gate receipts don't even begin to match up with, you know, what it costs to have a football program in a place like that. You're either getting the funding from the school or you have a large donor base, you know, one or the other. You've got to somehow figure out a way to make those numbers work, but you don't do it with season ticket sales. There's no television contract. There's no radio contract, any of that stuff. That none of that exists like it does, that like we become accustomed to in Division I. So what they did is, so you say, why not add women's sports? Because then they'd have more cost to cover.
Right.
But they got to be in compliance with, they got to offer a men's sport now in the fall. So they changed that from football to soccer. And now you got 23 bodies instead of 98 and fewer scholarships and all that stuff. So you've just made a major cost reduction, and they're eliminating the golf programs as well.
So is it misleading to say this is all because of Title IX? Can't we just say that this is capitalism? Clearly their football program isn't making any
well,
money.
But if you say that, then you say, okay, well then why does the volleyball team get to keep playing?
I don't know.
Because they're not making any money either. Why is, you know what I'm saying? You can't just point out one men's program and then say, well, the women's programs aren't making any money either. They're making, you know, so none of them are making any money. They're all losing money, so to speak,
is that how college sports works? Everybody loses money except like the one big one at the Division I? Is that how it works? I don't know.
Yep.
I'm
so,
asking.
So if you go to the University of Minnesota, the football team and the men's basketball team pay for everything. Okay.
Got it.
Everybody else loses money. Women's basketball, volleyball, men's wrestling, all that stuff. They all lose money. But they got this cash cows called football and men's basketball and hockey to an extent. It depends on how you do the math on that right now because they're part of the Big Ten contract. It's complicated. But in general, they make money at the University of Minnesota too, and that pays for everything.
Doesn't it seem like it's really a time for a basic finance lesson? That why can't they have club sports where, you know, like we do in high school, you pay a little money for your uniform and you get to go play volleyball in the gym? Like, why is it so hard?
You know, I'll give you another example, Jor. Yeah, why not just, you know, a big part of your costs are these travel costs. Why do you have to fly all over the country if your program's not making money? So in other words, if you're the Gopher volleyball team, which is doing really well, and they're in the NCAA tournament, and you know, etc. They're really good, and they pack the place. It's still hard to offset, you know, their costs. Why not every year you play North Dakota State in your non-conference, South Dakota State, Drake, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Iowa State, and you never take a plane, you know? Right. I mean, there are so many places they could cut the fat out of all those teams that are non-revenue. And there are so many ways that they could. And to your point, yes, you're exactly right. Why can't we have a finance lesson in that? Because everybody's afraid of that finance lesson.
Because jobs are going to get cut? Is that why?
I don't think it's jobs. I think they've convinced each other that the prestige of the program is worth it. And if we, you know, you could only do that. In other words, let's say the University of Minnesota said, okay, baseball team and softball team, no travel in outside of Minnesota unless it's by bus, okay? Then the comeback is, well, then we can't recruit against Purdue because Purdue's going to Hawaii on their spring trip. See what I'm saying? So you've got this kind of this monster that's evolved.
Yeah, you got to feed the beast.
So it would have to be every team, every NCAA team would have to sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
What you bring up is a really good question, Jordana.
Borrowed money. Come on. I don't know. I guess it's just not fiscally responsible.
Yeah, and you're right on the nose. Now the other argument that would come out of that would be, okay, if you organize it that way, then P.J. Fleck at $4.6 million a year is underpaid because football brings in that much, but a portion of it goes to pay for other programs. So it gets a little bit complicated.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, this was an interesting lesson, Mike, because I didn't quite realize that nobody's
making any money, yet everyone's spending it. Yeah, you're asking all the right questions. And I mean, I forget that not everybody understands how this works, you know?
It just seems silly. Like, if you're not making money, or you're not, like, breaking even. You're not, you know, in high school, you pay for your own uniforms, or you rent a bus, or you have a bake sale.
You have a bake sale. Yep. No. All those questions are germane and right. And yet, we want to provide opportunities for kids. So how could we do that without, you know?
Yeah. I get it. But, you know, again, we go to college to learn. And if you want to play volleyball, then that's terrific. Play like you do in high school. You know, you play in the gym or you go to the neighboring whatever school that it is.
Or you could reduce that and just say, hey, Minnesota has its own league when it comes to, you know, University of Minnesota, Concordia, St. Paul. We're all in one league for those sports. You could do any of those things.
Enough kids that want to play. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, this was an interesting lesson. And we didn't even get to talk other sports, Mikey. What else should we discuss? Where were you today?
I was at the University of Minnesota Volleyball because they're going down to play in the regional. And I was at the Children's Hospital with Kyle Rudolph from the Vikings. So I visited with him there. By the way, Todd Baumann, who played for the Vikings and St. Cloud State, will join me tonight on CCO Radio to talk more about this. But I was at both, and I think those Timberwolves, we got some problems. Oh, we got some problems, Jure.
Well, we're out of time.
Okay, we'll take it up tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. Mike, hey, thanks for coming on. And really, thanks for the education, because I did not know about this. So I'm glad you're so educated.
Appreciate you, Jure. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Mike Max. Listen to him tonight. Todd Baumann is on. Mike Max finally has a show. Timberwolves are not playing, and I guess that's a relief. I guess they need a little break. Little rest night.